Assemblyman Colin Schmidt, Republican from the 99th District, running for Congress in New York's 18th District. You've been in office since 2019. Welcome to the program, Colin.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate your being here. So, you're running against Democratic Congressman Pat Ryan. What qualifies you to be in Congress?
Sure. Well, I've been proud to represent the 99th Assembly District for the last two terms, the last 4 years, in the State Assembly. Been the ranking member of the Local Governments Committee in the State Assembly, the most bipartisan committee in the State Assembly. Proud to be one of the most bipartisan members of the state legislature. I also serve as a sergeant in the New York Army National Guard. I've been in for over 7.5 years now. Currently, I'm stationed down at Camp Smith in northern Westchester. During the COVID-19 outbreak, I was activated for the federal COVID-19 relief mission, where my unit and I helped distribute emergency medical supplies and other items across the Hudson Valley, across the entire state. And we're one of the first groups to go into New York City and help set up emergency hospital rooms and other medical facilities during the height of that crisis. I'm a lifelong resident of the Hudson Valley. I live in New Windsor with my wonderful wife, Nikki. She's the broker of our family, a third-generation commercial real estate business, where I am an agent. And I'm truly have been blessed to have this career in public service. So I want to bring my track record of working in bipartisan fashion in Albany and put it to work for our communities in Washington, D.C.
Now, you want to be elected, but you have to run against Pat Ryan. So what has Ryan done wrong, in your opinion, given that he's only been in Congress for a few weeks?
The new 18th congressional district is parts of Orange, Ulster, and Dutchess counties. We have a wonderful district here in the Mid-Hudson Valley. This is an open congressional seat right now. The current incumbent is not running for re-election in the New York 18th district. And I'm focused on running this race because we currently in New York have one-party control from the State House to the White House. And it is so critically important that we restore checks and balances to Washington, D.C. I hear when I'm on the streets campaigning, talking to thousands of my neighbors, concerns over the economy, the out-of-control inflation crisis, concerns about law and order, public protection, public safety, supporting police. And I also hear a lot of issues regarding concerns about border security issues, in particular the illicit fentanyl that's pouring into our communities, killing so many young New Yorkers and young Americans. And I think now more than ever, we need to restore those checks and balances. I have a track record of being able to work across the aisle. And that is what people are looking for. And that's the type of experience and the issues that I'm going to be tackling after we win in November's election.
Well, Colin, here's a question. Why are New York Republicans taking it on the neck? I mean, what is it that New Yorkers seem to be favoring about the Democratic Party?
I can't speak about all New York, but I could speak about the Hudson Valley. And voters in the Hudson Valley are fed up with one-party control in both Albany and Washington. And as a party, but as candidates, we have to be willing to go out and talk to voters like I am. My campaign and I have made over 140,000 voter contacts thus far since the finalized lines in June. Because we want to talk directly about our message of restoring America's economy, supporting law enforcement, securing our border, tackling the important issues to our community, representing our Hudson Valley values. And I think that's so important. You have to go out and ask for that vote. And we cannot forget that. That's what all of my campaigns have always been based on for the State Assembly. That's what my campaign is based on here for Congress. And we have to be willing to articulate that we have an approach for day one to tackle these issues. More importantly, we're willing to be pragmatic leaders. We have a set of values. I'm very proud to have those set of values and be able to actually execute and deliver on that. And that's what the American people are going to be looking for when we win November 8th for the new 18th district and we take the House majority. And change the course of where Congress is going, we've got to go in and be pragmatic leaders who actually deliver, stop wasteful spending, help support law enforcement, help put 200,000 more cops on the streets in this country, make sure DAs are prosecuting crimes the way they're supposed to, make sure we store and strengthen American supply chain, secure our border, actually delivering on these issues. And that's what we're going to do. And that's the type of message I'm articulating. And that's what voters want to hear and they deserve to have as their representatives.
Now, we haven't heard Colin Schmidt, Republican from the 99th Assembly District, much of the Assembly minority getting stuff done. What would you say is your biggest accomplishment in Albany?
Sure. Well, I've been blessed for the last 4 years to be ranking member of the Local Governments Committee. It's the most bipartisan committee in the state assembly. I've been very grateful to partner with the chairman of that committee and to move the most amount of Republican and Democrat bills through to full passage on the floor. And we focused on a variety of issues, as particularly as co-chair of the Legislative Sportsman Caucus, which is a bipartisan organization, focusing a lot on water quality, water resources in the Hudson Valley, really focused on, you know, tackling the problems with the water infrastructure, helping with state grant funding, helping support and pass legislation that tackles some of the contamination issues, water infrastructure, water resource issues, particularly also on health care. I was the first Republican to step forward to help support our local community pharmacies. Our local community pharmacies are the front line of providing health care access to a lot of communities, particularly in the Hudson Valley. And I helped work bring Republicans and Democrats together. Many times I was the only Republican at first to show up, to join the rallies, to join onto legislation. And sometimes with Democrats who are ideologically opposed to me on many issues, but not on this issue, to ensure health care access, ensure our small businesses could survive. And I point to things like that are highlights for me in the assembly and show that we can get things done. Even in the super minority, we can get things done, and we'll be able to bring that experience in the majority in Washington.
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
I did, yes.
And have you, based on the rhetoric from Trump and others, have you modified your position at all?
You know, I think that the election has passed. You know, Joe Biden is now the president. I think we have to look forward. And I think that's why it's so important that I get elected in November, because we're going to have some checks and balances. So the administration, I'm very disappointed in the direction of the Biden administration is going, and think that we need to be able to force some compromise here, some common sense compromise. So I'm looking forward to that and ensuring that the Biden administration has to sit down with us in Congress and work out some compromises to move this country forward.
Okay, and in a minute and 17 seconds, can you tell me what we should do to counter inflation?
Sure. So inflation crisis is really crushing Hudson Valley families and Hudson Valley small businesses, from the cost of gas, groceries, cars, homes, you name it. It's becoming more unsustainable, sadly, as we move forward, particularly food and even the supply chain issues that the inflation crisis is causing. So day one, myself and the new House Republican majority, we're going to stop the reckless spending from Washington that is the main driver of this worst inflation crisis in 40 years. Then we're going to go to the next step, and we're going to make sure that we restore American energy independence using an all-of-the-above approach, looking at traditional sources of energy, but also at advanced technologies, and making sure that America is the leader on all of them to help lower costs, to help increase availability and increase reliability. We're also going to look at restoring America's supply chain here at home, increasing manufacturing across the country, right here in the Hudson Valley in Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties.
10 seconds.
And we're going to reduce our dependence on China.
It's great to talk to Assemblyman Colin Schmidt, Republican from the 99th District, running for Congress in New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2019. Colin will be rejoining you for another discussion for tomorrow.
Thank you.